You're listening to SBS News.
In 1970 in Western Australia, Leonard Casley declared his farm an independent country, the Principality of Hutt River. He was a self-proclaimed prince in full regalia, all to escape production quotas and taxations. Until recently, such ventures were the archetype of a micronation, a fake country made for your own profit, and in some cases, a lot for ego. But this has changed. Harry Hobbs is a professor of constitutional law at the University of Technology, Sydney, one of the few people to give the phenomenon a serious study, and author of a recent book on micronations. He explains.
I think micronations, or the idea of micronations, has changed a lot over several different generations, I'd say. The common view you might have of someone who wants to create a micronation is egocentric. Someone where the world revolves around them, right? They haven't got the thing they want. Well, since the growth of the internet, I think micronationalism is much more about a community.
Since the turn of the century, new fake countries were created for a positive purpose, by people seeking to attract attention for worthy causes. Niels Vermeesch is a father of two in his 30s, with an office job in his native Belgium. But he is also a self-proclaimed Grand Duke. When he saw the publicity Mr. Casley received for his principality, Niels decided to claim a Grand Duchy in a place dear to him, Antarctica. He called this portion of the White Continent the Grand Duchy of Flandrensis. Niels explains.
Grand Duchy of Flandrensis is the only country in the world that doesn't want any humans on its territory. And that's something unique, something more special, comparing with other governments, but also comparing with other organizations. There are already so many organizations working for climate change and for Antarctica. That's where we make the difference. We are the creative ones. Today we are an official environmental non-profit organization that is using the concept of micronationalism.
He took part in several events on the conservation of Antarctica, where his followers learn about global warming and then spread the word, and he grants medals to environmentalists. Harry Hobbs sees the imaginary Grand Duchy as an example of the new generation of micronations, made to give a funny but loud voice to forgotten causes.
If you're a country, you get one vote. If you're not a country, you don't get any votes. Antarctica isn't a country. It doesn't get any votes in any international environmental treaties. So many of these micronations claim a portion of Antarctica to try and raise attention to environmental concerns.
But no need to go so far south. Others are now creating their own country to benefit their immediate community. Two Frenchmen, Olivier and Jean-Pierre, claimed themselves prince and princess of the small town of Aigues-Mortes because they wanted to give it a boost in popularity and in activity. Professor Hobbs comments.
It was created as a way to bring the community together. And so the small town in France had spent had a lot of troubles for many, many years. And people were leaving. It was economically a desperate situation. And so two people, a couple, decided they're going to create their own micronation and create their own nobility titles as a way to draw tourism into the community and to revitalize the town. And it's been really successful.
They organize events, celebrations, a local currency, local media, and countless other initiatives where Olivier dresses himself as a comical Princess Olivia. He explains.
Well, most of people, sometimes they do create their micronation because, first of all, they want to be a king. Some of them have a big ego, we must say. We're more focused on what we can do for our city, on how we can promote our city.
His partner Jean-Pierre wears the uniform of a charismatic prince and sees the fake country as a vehicle for action.
Our principality is about alternative citizenship, as in, everyone acts without waiting for the government to do something.
Fake kingdoms and royalties are nothing new, but in the new millennium, they have become a form of activism. Julien Huyer, SBS News.